This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I've known different people who've gone into ministry out of different careers. Let me start with my dad. My dad was a sales manager of a company in Chicago. Felt God calling in his life to go into ministry. And some of you have heard this story, but it's true, and it's a dramatic story. Every time I think about it, I shake my head. When my dad was the sales manager of a company, he paid more in income tax. He paid more in income tax that year than he made in income the next year, his first year at Cincinnati Christian University. Think about that. Could you next year live on what you're paying in taxes this year? You'd say, man, I don't want to even try that. I don't even want to attempt that, to take what you're paying in income tax and say, that's your salary for next year. That's what my dad did, and God honored that in his life. Read about another minister by the name of Jim Luthy. I've never heard anyone being in his profession going into ministry. He was a fingerprint technician for the Washington State Highway Patrol. What he did was, you know, after a crime, looked for latent prints, obvious prints, and people were convicted to a large extent on evidence where he would find fingerprints to help convict a murderer, convict someone of a bank robbery because their fingerprints were on something. And that was his job. He felt the call of God in his life when something happened. Here's how it started. Lower right quadrant of his abdomen, severe pain. You know where I'm going with that. He had an emergency appendectomy. And just went to work one day, ended up, the next thing he knew, he was in a hospital in Olympia, Washington, having emergency appendectomy. He said, God got my attention. That was a day that the Lord got my attention with what happened on that day. Here's my question to you. What would it take for God to get your attention today? What would God have to do in your life? What would he have to permit in your life so you could leave here today and say, God finally has my attention? Well, we're going to read about a man, get this, God got his attention because he is in the belly of a big fish. I don't call it a whale because the Bible uses the term big fish. It's the story of Jonah. More people make fun of the story of Jonah than any other story in the Bible. You want to hear howls of laughter? Tell somebody you believe in Jonah. And they'll say, you really believe that? For some reason, that's what people focus on with the Bible and say, how could a person who lives, you know, in 2014 actually believed the story of Jonah? And the greatest argument for the historicity of Jonah is Jesus. Remember last week? Jesus said, as Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights, so the Son of Man, referring to himself, is going to be in the belly of the earth, the grave, and come out alive. So Jesus, the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus who said, I am the resurrection and the life, is the one who referenced Jonah as being historically real. Well, we're in Jonah, obviously. If you haven't picked that up yet, we're in the third message today. Jonah 1, beginning at verse 17. Now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Verse 1, from inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, in my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help, and you listened. You listened to my cry. You hurled me into the depths, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I've been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple.
Well, it's hard to imagine being in that crisis situation, but yet that's what's going on with Jonah. We'll continue this message from the book of Jonah tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.